Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Horrorcane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us. We come to you daily on L&M Network. It's a great privilege to join you and us and Michael Vara, who put together this wonderful network. We have a very special show today. Sherry, I know it's been an exciting 48 hours for us.
Yes, exactly. We are actually putting out, I don't know if many of you have seen, the latest Jesse Ventura conspiracy theory episode where they expose David Icke for being in it for the money. Well, we just put out a segment of a collaboration of different videos that prove that they're
all in it for the money.
And it's a hypocrisy, and it's all done as part of a COINTELPRO controlled opposition psyop to divert the attention from real facts that are happening, to divert the real issues that are happening, and to discredit the entire conspiracy movement. So anybody out there who is actually offering some truth, it gets mixed in with the trash.
Yep, that's exactly what's happening. Ultimately, what gets created is called controlled opposition. So if you don't like your government, you
for those
industrialists
that make money from humanity's suffering,
all of the information you need in order to become disenchanted and angry with the government. And that's
mindset,
the recent polls is that
cult,
a majority of Americans are very, very upset about what is ongoing
UFO
today, geopolitically and economically, and that the manner in which populations are controlled is via the media, is by propaganda, and is advanced by these three characters who have put out
manipulation,
this psyop, fraud.
Tremendously
the segment was just aired last week.
Deception,
alleging, of course, that
by which we
and
have
quite
our
righteously
systems,
and rightfully so,
including the entire
the alien phenomenon itself,
now,
is a hoax.
Not to say that
the alien
Sherry
agenda,
don't believe
what's
there are
missing from
in the
their exposés, and what
fact,
is missing,
you know,
from True TV's conspiracy theory show with Jesse Ventura making a mockery of David Icke, and certainly he deserves it. But what's missing
and
is
so
the source
absolutely believe
of
that there are forces
the
beyond
entire
that
alien
we're
agenda,
but
which
literally
is
what
the
you
1967
the geopolitical and economic
Iron Mountain
agenda
that called
for
this
the alien
specific
agenda,
there
is
to be advanced
entire effort
in order to
use that
advance
to
economic
globalization,
standard militarization,
who
to create
are
fear globally,
by one cosmic
to create extraterrestrial and cosmic
that they
menaces
can't see cosmically
to humanity.
Affecting
and as a result,
or
we have
aliens
the alien
coming
agenda
down militarily,
exactly,
even.
Exactly. And it's amazing, you know, I posted the link, and you would be surprised at all the groupies that come out in defense of some of these guys without even watching
the video.
Oh,
man, they're all, it's like you and I are going to be the only ones out there
theory
telling
program
the truth that everybody hates.
Yes.
You, you know, they, everybody
see
loves
it,
Jesse Ventura. Everybody loves Alex
right
Jones, or a lot of people do.
Actually,
go to waronwethepeople.com and click on the Ventura and the David Icke and Ventura link at the top menu of that website, waronwethepeople.com. And when you watch this, then you'll begin to see the geopolitical agenda is advanced by True TV, which is a subsidiary of Time Warner. And that is owned by News Corp. And that is owned by Rupert Murdoch. So when Jesse Ventura lambasts Icke for being in it for the money, you have to understand that Jesse Ventura's paymaster, with the alliance of Alex Jones with Genesis Communications Network being partnered or affiliated definitively with ABC Network. This is mainstream, folks. This is the world's leading propagandists that are in charge of the programming of the mindset. And that you have to understand that this is who is now telling you that David Icke is a fraud, that he is, and that you'll watch on this segment Alex Jones deliver up David Icke to Jesse Ventura, calls him a turd in the punch bowl, tells Ventura that David Icke is discrediting all of the conspiracy theorists internationally. So the reality is that you have to look at who are the paymasters of these folks and what is their agenda. And then you'll understand the COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program the counterintelligence propaganda, creating this whole confusion, mixing it all up. That's their agenda, for divisiveness, to divide we the people, to create these illusions and deceptions by which we become confused and then apathetic, because we have to then tune out. Sensory motor overload. We get too much disinformation. We can't think rationally and reasonably. And that is the psyops. That's the psychological operation that's intended by this programming, which is simply there and advanced to distract us from the real matters at hand, whereby you have very corrupt officials, white-collar criminals, advancing a variety of racketeering activities and antitrust issues, crimes, under the guises of Wall Street and under the guises of media. These are the outcomes. You ultimately have the globalists, including the manipulations of the politicians, as was recently exposed superficially by Bill Moyers in regard to the United States for ALEC, A-L-E-C, the globalists, the multinational corporations, and their foundations' efforts to completely take over the United States of America through manipulations of legislation. Bill Moyers covered that superficially several months ago. It's a very interesting segment by Bill Moyers. When you then begin to understand, these are the paymasters of Jesse Ventura, the manipulators of True TV, and that they have obviously endorsed now this Alex Jones, who has been consistently reported to be a disinformation artist and counterintelligence propagandist, and he has royally exposed himself in this segment, whereby you can see how he's double-talking and hypocritical, completely, outrageously hypocritical. In 1 minute, you'll see him not on the Ventura segment, but on the compilation on waronwethepeople.com. We've created a compilation where you can see juxtaposed Alex Jones praising and interviewing David Icke, creating his celebrity and notoriety, and then subsequently calling him a turd in the punch bowl.
Exactly. And, you know, why do you think people, it's interesting to see the people that are all coming in defense. I haven't heard any other defense except for Icke, defense of Icke. And what the conclusion is, and this is what people believe, because he speaks with an English accent, that he's an intellectual. Anybody who speaks with an English accent appears to be more intellectual than anybody who speaks with a Brooklyn accent or a New York accent or a Philadelphia accent. I mean, people sometimes don't see beyond an accent. And when you, and even for good reason, like with an English accent, and I'm sure you can agree with that, when somebody speaks with an English accent, they appear to be more intelligent, more intellectual.
Oh, absolutely. It's part of the facade. It's unfortunate that people are so superficial in their analysis of others and in their judgments of others. You know, the reality is, you know, judge ye not, lest ye be judged. I mean, that's a very important, wise, you know, take to heart type of recommendation. But the fact of the matter is, when these people are forming public opinions and they're leaders in activist organizations or in movements, in which this case, both Alex Jones and David Icke are leaders in various movements, conspiracy movement, and the extraterrestrial or reptilian agenda. This whole concept is that these people place themselves into positions of responsibility. They have to be accountable for what they output, and they're under scrutiny. And it, frankly, this is not at all engaging libel from our perspective, because there is a qualified privilege that journalists have to expose truth, even if it's really horrible, even if it takes people who are claimed to be heroes and perceived as, you know, your great heroes in the world. They've also got to be exposed if they're unrighteous, if they're frauds or fraudulent, or they're acting criminally. And in this case, this is all about manipulating the mass population for what is literally technically, called an antitrust violation. It's a RICO. It's a racketeering and organized crime involving massive industries. The conspiracy is an industry. Conspiracy industry. The entire New Age movement is an industry. And the holistic health or alternative medicine movement or industry, likewise, is manipulated by Big Pharma, the pharmaceutical industrialists, that Sherry, you have done an outstanding job in previous investigations, and together we've reported a number of times the intimate links between Big Pharma, the pharmaceutical cartel, what is really called the military medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, banking cartel, and the mainstream media, and expressly or exclusively, primarily, Rupert Murdoch's News Corp. He holds the primary monopoly over the world's information, in this case, disinformation, and in this case, the show today is virtually an intelligence analysis. You know, we're being intelligence analysts here today, looking at who is outputting on behalf of Murdoch, on behalf of Turner. See, Ted Turner, you have to understand, is the largest landowner in the United States of America. And you have to also understand what we have done a wonderful job in the last 24 hours putting up on waronwethepeople.com in this special report on Jesse Ventura and David Icke being vetted allegedly by Alex Jones. Well, the reality is that these guys are Bilderberg members. You're talking about the organization that controls largely the global economy and the policies that are being advanced under the guises of global economy and national security, the guises of this concept, for example, environmental health, and the concern that people like Ted Turner and Bill Gates have for overpopulation. They claim overpopulation is the source of pollution. Well, gee whiz, they've suppressed all the free energies, and that topic comes up when, again, you consider Jesse Ventura having interviewed my good friend and colleague, Dr. Fred Bell, and 48 hours later, Dr. Bell, who is an expert in this field of free energy and in psychotronic warfare, beaming frequencies and intelligence and information and belief system manipulations and emotions and feelings and moods into targeted populations from space. And that is essentially what Dr. Fred Bell was interviewed by Dr. Ventura, by Jesse Ventura. And suddenly, 48 hours later, Fred was dead, very mysteriously. Mm-hmm. And so we also have a tribute that's going up on that website. It's up there temporarily right now, and it's going to be advanced further. But this whole concept that this series of True TV was supposed to, this year, show the Fred Bell segment, that his interview by Jesse Ventura. And as we look all over the internet, all over all the advertisements for this year's segments of True TV, we don't see Fred Bell's segment. We want to know where it is. We want to know what specifically did Jesse Ventura talk to Fred Bell about in private, that he claimed he spoke to him in private about, that he allegedly contacted the police in their investigations, claiming he was suspicious of this being foul play. There was intelligence that had to do with these censored subjects, and that we want to know from Jesse Ventura if he is truly an advocate for We the People, as he claims to be. We want to know more. We want to have transparency. We want to have a full disclosure on all of the facts that he is aware of, instead of what he simply did was use Fred Bell's death to promote this current series. And so we're very, very concerned about these issues. This deals with not Dr. Bell's mysterious death. This deals with the entire population's mindset towards everything that really is relevant, not the alien agenda, but the geopolitics and economics of population control. how it is that the mainstream media uses propagandists who actually discredit each other. That's part of controlled opposition, is you discredit the discreditors. And ultimately, that creates what's called a Hegelian dialectic, that is the mass confusion. You have, for example, a thesis followed by the opposite, the antithesis. It creates what's called synthesis, mass confusion, mind control, and ultimately political apathy, because people simply get overwhelmed. They're in sensory motor overload. They get too much information that is conflicting, and they simply tune out. That is the standard, most serious problem with the world today, because it is the manipulation of the mass mindset that prohibits us from advancing solutions, because we're stuck in the mire of controversy and disinformation.
So we have actually Michael Vara on the line. Hey, Michael, welcome to the program.
Hello, Sherry. Hi, Dr. Horowitz. It's nice to be on the program with you. And what an interesting video you shared with me.
Thank you so much. Those who don't know who Michael Vara is, he's the creator of this network, and it's an honor for having Michael give us a contact call. Michael does his own show called Late Night in the Midlands on L&M Network daily, nightly. And so tune into that program. And Michael has actually interviewed Jesse Ventura. I'm aware of at least one occasion, and maybe you can share a little bit about what your knowledge of Jesse Ventura is.
You know, I see Jesse as, I've always looked at him as a good guy, somebody who is trying to find the answers and maybe report on them. I did ask him as well about the Fred Bell episode, and he did indicate that it had to do with energy weapons, I believe. But I also, at the same time, I think that Jesse's one who probably looks up to a guy like Alex Jones, because he doesn't know what you guys know. And even I have, you know, even after, you know, him being exposed as he has, I still have defended him in a way of saying, well, you know, maybe he's got this or that going on, but he's still spreading the truth. And after seeing this latest video that you sent me, I mean, if that don't open up people's eyes, I don't know what will. You know, there's one thing about, you know, just, I guess, being ignorant towards things, but there's a whole other perspective when you start playing sides and spreading disinfo. I mean, here's a guy that's had David Icke on his show many, many times and has gone on several times saying how credible he is and, you know, what a great guy he is. And then all of a sudden, it looks to me like he used Jesse and he used Jesse's show to maybe throw some credibility his own way and to really throw David Icke under the bus to me. And Jesse, I don't know where he stands in this, to be honest with you. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, absolutely, that, you know, he may have just been used in this aspect. I don't know. What do you two think?
I think that Jesse's a very intelligent man, and I have to tell you that when we were on his show, he was a very nice man. He was very nice to us, and even at, I mean, he gave me a great tagline. He said my story checked out. He didn't give us the same thing that he gave David Icke on this episode at all. We didn't get that impression when we met him. He wasn't angry. He was very nice. He was very open, and he was willing to listen to what we had to say as regard to the Gulf oil spill disaster. But I can say that it was very hard for me, actually, I will tell you, to come out with this new thing in regards to him, not to the other two, because I know the other two, they have done us wrong, but Jesse really hasn't done us any wrong. The thing is how do you separate this from the truth? It's like if you're offered, let's say, an opportunity to work in the mainstream media, and you know that the sponsors are the pharmaceutical companies, and you know you're going to be working for the people that pretty much sign their name over to the devil, where do you draw the line? Where do you say, you know what, I'm not going to give up my integrity. I'm, you know, if you're in it with me, then you're going to expose the truth with me. It's either the whole truth or, you know, nothing, that, or not no truth, because you can't give a half truth. And that's what it appears. And actually, Michael had dropped off, so we'll wait a couple of minutes for him to come back. But, you know, you can't give a whole truth. You have to only give I mean, you can't give a half truth. You have to give a whole truth. And that's the point. The point is even though I have feelings for Jesse, I had to expose the fact that there's no way that he could be blind to this matter. He knows Alex Jones well enough to be able to make the decisions, and he can see everything. He sees clearly. He knows that the sponsors are Big Pharma. He knows that. We've discussed it with him and his producers. He knows who they're working for. He knows that Turner Broadcasting, Ted Turner, owns True TV, which was sold to News Corp, owned by Rupert Murdoch. He's well aware of that. Jesse's a very intelligent man, and he knows who owns his show, believe me. So why is he doing this? And that's the big question, is he's doing it for the money, like he claimed that Ike is doing it for. He's doing it for the disinformation. I mean, I really do think maybe he has a passion for conspiracies and he does like this stuff, but at the same time, it's a hard. And we spoke to the producers, and what their take was on it was, how do you think we're going to get this stuff out to the mainstream if we don't have these types of sponsors? And that's a big question. That's a real hard one, because they control everything. Big Pharma controls everything. Goldman Sachs, another one of their sponsors, controls everything.
Well, Sherry, I agree. And first of all, I want to say, yes, it was not easy for me to tell the truth completely about Jesse Ventura. I've been holding back. I've been very concerned about Fred Bell and what happened with Fred. But I, like you said, I met with Jesse Ventura. I was impressed by what appeared to be his sincerity. He's a real guy, and he's a nice guy. And that what I also...
Unlike Alex Jones or David Icke, who you've met, both of those people.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
They were arrogant to you, and Jesse was never arrogant. That was what made it even harder. I know that's what made it really hard for me, is that he's not an arrogant guy, Jesse. He's a very nice guy.
Yeah, and what I also know is that Jesse has voiced concern about what happened to the segments. There have been disappearances of certain segments that he's done that he has voiced publicly concern about. And specifically now I'm concerned, and we want to put pressure on him and the network to tell us what it was that was so secretive and so disconcerting about his interview with Fred Bell that, again, 48 hours later, is now attached to the mysterious death, suspected murder of a brilliant research scientist.
Hello?
Hi, hey, Michael. You had popped out. Welcome back.
Yeah, I got knocked off. It's interesting when we start talking about the good stuff. You know, I get knocked off, and I'm actually working on getting Jesse back on the show. And like he says, don't get mad about asking tough questions. Well, you know, I have faith in Jesse, so I will ask him these questions if I can get him back on. And I'd like to know where he stands, too. Alex Jones, I'm convinced. I think it was best described in an email I received not too long ago. Said he's like one of them snitchy little, you know what, play at both sides, and I think that's definitely what it appears to be with Alex Jones. David Icke, you know, I've never been a follower of Icke, and any guy who comes out and says that he's the recreation of God or whatever, I mean, you know, there's something wrong in his head as it starts. So Jesse, I'm a little curious. I think Alex Jones is playing him.
You know, there's a couple other matters that I want to talk to with regard to, first of all, since you just brought it up, frankly, the position that David Icke holds, I do not hold, that he subscribes to the belief that he is God on a different level than the common metaphysical understanding of, let's say, spirit-filled Christians, people who really believe in the Messiah, people who really have God in their heart, and then have a personal relationship that brings them to this clear understanding of how magnificent the Creator works in our lives through metaphysical supernatural powers such as angels.
I personally spoke with David Icke about this issue, and I was shocked for the simple reason that during this conversation, David Icke told me that he actually yells at God, arrogantly orders God to do what it is that he feels hasn't been done in his life. And that for me, that's where I really had to go, uh-oh, wait a minute here. You know, the fact is that, you know, we don't control you and I with our relationships pure to the divine love of creation and the divine design and the intelligent design of the universe. We don't direct the creator of that outrageously unbelievable perfection or weather. We don't do that. And so, you know, it occurs to me, I'm on the same page that Jesse Ventura is in that regard, but the concept that Jesse, like Sherry just said, knows all about this and was present for most of the discussion and the film when we did the BP oil spill segment, whereby we talked about the connections between Goldman Sachs and BP and Transocean and the Halliburton explosion. And we talked about Peter Sutherland, who had his hands at the top of both the Goldman Sachs International as well as BP, who personally was, and apparently may still be, the Pope's number one financial director. This was the Peter Sutherland is his name, and we wrote about this, and we were censored. We were not able to speak about this, and one of the producers that was present and told Jesse, even though Jesse wanted us to talk about this, encouraged us to talk about this, and in fact ordered the film crew to continue filming us in the censored domain, one of the producers, Michael Braverman, his name is, spoke to us very candidly afterwards about a common subject of Ted Gunderson, the OPLPRO West Coast director under J. Edgar Hoover, Division 5, who Sherry has done an outstanding job exposing royally for all of literally the satanic agenda, child sex trafficking, sex slavery, these bizarre rituals as the new that they conducted in his FBI office as the husband of Diana Rively, who was the heiress after Anton LaVey died of the Church of Satan, and Michael Aquino, who was also involved, who is the leading propagandist for the United States military, and Gunderson were together in a psyops, good cop, bad cop, that Geraldo Rivera ran, that's on the internet, and we've talked about that a number of times. The connection between Michael Braverman and True TV was shocking to us because Michael Braverman actually said to us that Ted Gunderson would visit his office regularly to find out what was in production and to feed him tips for production. So you have literally one of the top producers for Jesse Ventura's True TV admitted to us that one of the FBI COINTELPRO, ultimately directed by the CIA and National Security Agency, on behalf of Wall Street global industrialists, actually telling us that's part of the picture why they can't go into certain areas of broadcasting. Their sponsors involve these high-level players. Now, Jesse knows about it, and Jesse has also come out. He hasn't gone into detail. He's just touched it superficially, and as the nice guy that we perceive him to be, it occurs to me that he is also concerned about the fact that certain segments of his program are censored and certain segments disappear. And so he has voiced that publicly. I think, Sherry, your position where on some level he has sold out for the money or the fame or the security or whatever. Well, it's still a sellout.
Well, the point is that how do you get on mainstream television without having those sponsors? if you want your voice to be as loud as possible, and that's what the producer told us, you're going to need to have those sponsors because they control everything. So it's best to at least get your voice out and sell out to those sponsors. I mean, that's really what was their point, right?
Again, you know, you're compromised and compromising when you do that. And that's, Michael, why we so much appreciate what you did. You know, to form the L&M Network with no money, with just prayers and hopes, you know, that it was going to turn out, to begin to have a network that is a grassroots thing that really reflects the truth without censorship from sponsors, I think that that is the only solution to what ails.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, and Jesse, he did express concern about some of the episodes. He said one for this season three, they did one on the TSA, and that one's not going to be allowed to be aired. See, now, for me, I think when, you know, a guy like Jesse, even, you know, any of these high-profile people, I mean, they can go on their own and do this stuff, and they would have plenty of support from the people. You know, so that's what I would do if I was in that position where I was getting censored and some of my shows weren't going to be aired. I would take it to, you know, the public. Let the people who love what you do, the people who want you to stick around, let those people make sure you stick around. And these guys have that pull to do that if they should choose.
That's right. And, you know, the other thing is there are people right now, we've received in the last 72 hours, a couple emails from people stating that they're really hopeful that Jesse Ventura would run for the president of the United States. And so you're right, Michael. This man wields a lot of grassroots power and a lot of has a lot of opportunity. And we are done. The paradigm is being shattered, rightly so, the geopolitical paradigm, because you can't trust these people. The entire political system and the economic system is a fraud. Fraud legally is defined as to include omissions and misrepresentations. So technically and legally, omitting Jesse Ventura's connections to Rupert Murdoch and the agendas for national security and central intelligence is a fraud.
Yes, it's a hypocrisy because you're out there going after the government, but the very government that you're out to get is supporting you and funding you to keep, you know, to keep your show alive. So that right there is just very telling. Anyway, we're going to take a short commercial break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. You're listening to the Harocane Hour.
Is there proof of God's existence in our government's records? Author Jose Collazo brings his years of research into this stunning question to light in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More. Touching on little-known government projects such as the Remote Viewers Program and Active Auroral Research Program, Collazo has uncovered some amazing discoveries through his research and use of the Freedom of Information Act. From uncovered information on the Ark of the Covenant to connections between natural disasters and nuclear testing, experience this revealing look into our government's obscure and hidden work. Discover how new and experimental technologies may change our world forever and uncover monumental proof and answers to mankind's greatest questions in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More.
Late Night in the Midlands is an alternative media that covers the truth, theory, and facts that the mainstream media won't talk about. We cover everything from the known and the unknown, the normal and the paranormal, the government lies and the government ties, and even their thrive. We tell what's coming, what's going, whether it be politics or archaeologists. We have an amazing fan base, and our shows are all archived to be heard millions of times more. So tell your friends, your family, and anybody you care about LateNightInTheMidlands.com. Become a member and be informed.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Way, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Way, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Way comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Check out Crystals TLC. Hit the Avon link to view a full line of 100% guaranteed Avon products. See and order their specialty scented, long-burning soy candles. And while you're at it, check out their other great products from tie-dye to incense. At some point, your power may go out. Crystals TLC has you covered there, too. I have been in the same house with others when power is out and water is not running. And let me tell you, it not only gets dark at night, but the odors become very present. That's why Crystals TLC's unscented and scented candles are perfect to use now or keep on hand in case of an emergency. Their candles are produced especially from Crystals TLC and come in a wide variety. You can order directly from the website at www.crystalstlc.com and bring peace of mind and beauty into your life. www.crystalstlc.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Horrow Kane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
So we were just touching on a video that we actually put out today that exposes three main controlled opposition COINTELPRO characters in the conspiracy movement: Alex Jones, Jesse Ventura, and David Icke. Let's talk a little bit about Alex Jones, because Alex Jones, we have actually exposed him a while back for being in a contract with us regarding OxySilver, and then him reneging on the contract, not wanting to discuss 528 like he had promised to do. He promised to have Dr. Horowitz on his show to discuss the 528 frequency, and then he reneged on that. And he kind of went south, and then we found out that he was actually working with another silver hydrosol company. And when we went to research who they were, it turns out that they were actually sponsored or actually funded by Homeland Security and FEMA officials. And we put that information up on a website called silversolfraud.com. That's SilverSolFraud.com. And he even doctored electrons and
electromicrographs.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's a consumer fraud. That's false advertising. And that's what really got me angry. And that's what really prompted me to publish the silversolfraud.com website. It was one thing for Alex Jones and his sponsors that include FEMA and Homeland Security officials, top medical officials that were purchasing from American Biotech Laboratories and Clifton Mining Corporation, this competing product, which I'm very concerned about because of the frequencies. In essence, what they did is they stole my intellectual property. They stole the concept of putting in frequencies into a silver hydrosol, which is a fantastic concept. And we put the 528 hertz frequency into the OxySilver. It makes it an extremely potent, broad-spectrum antimicrobial that goes way beyond what vaccinations and antibiotics and any other silver hydrosols are capable of doing. That technology, the idea of putting frequencies, was stolen. And that, you know, that even didn't bother me that much. What concerned me was the consumer matters, the risk to consumers and the consumer fraud. First of all, the frequencies that they put into their product is a ultraviolet light frequency that is associated with cancer. And so why would anyone with a sane state of mind, unless they wanted depopulation, which is my concern here with Alex Jones, and the programming. Because when you understand who owns True TV, you understand Ted Turner. Ted Turner is a Bilderberg member. so is Bill Gates. These are the premier depopulation advocates pushing the urgent need, they claim, to reduce the world's population from currently around 7 billion down to about 500 million. And so this is Bilderberger. This is the group that Alex Jones makes a living banging, targeting, and basically demonizing. He is now involved with Jesse Ventura as a regular on Conspiracy Theory. You see in this segment where it is Alex Jones that prompts Ventura, allegedly, according to the staged broadcast that they published and broadcast, that he moved Jesse Ventura to interview and expose David Icke. Well, again, for a fellow that makes his living off of banging Homeland Security and Bilderberg members, gee whiz, it turns out that Alex Jones is on the take from these people as their sponsors and as being involved in sponsoring True TV. So that was disconcerting to me when I discovered that. But what really made me actually publish that website was the solid scientific material evidence showing that they took an electromicrograph and they, again, abused my intellectual property. Very many people know that I work with Dr. Masaru Emoto, the water science crystallographer who has shared with us how prayer can affect water structure and shows us that the sacred geometry of a snowflake, that is the six-sided star, the six-sided hexagonal ring star shape, is associated with the 528 hertz frequency that we put into the oxy silver. And that what they did is they took the competing products advertisements and they put in it a electron micrograph that showed six electrons perfectly captured in a photograph in a hexagon shape, claiming that that was legitimate, when there's no possible way that you could have captured six of 40 electrons perfectly arranged around the center nucleus in a hexagon pattern. It was a doctored photomicrograph to steal my intellectual property and to deceive consumers. And that's what really got me upset. You know, I put it all together and then realized that Jones, the reason why he wasn't going to interview me and broke his contract with me to have me on a show dedicated to 528 hertz frequency, which we, based on all the evidence, believe solidly is the frequency of love. And love being a universal healer, if you put that into a double superconductor, because that's what oxysilver is. It's a double superconductor. Water is a liquid crystal superconductor. Silver is a superconductor, likewise, of electrons. You put the two together, vibrating in the frequency of love, you have an extraordinary broad-spectrum antimicrobial, antiviral, antifungal, antiparasite, and you've got it resonating directly with the heart of your heart, which is the heart of the rainbow. That's why that color in the electromagnetic color spectrum is the heart of the rainbow. That's 528 nanometers, and it links up to 528 hertz frequency of sound. And you talk to all of the physicists and astrophysicists that measure the sound of the sun and be able to use the sound of the sun even to measure the percentages of hydrogen and helium and the components in the sun, and you realize everything in the universe is created hydrosonically, sound coming through water. So this is why this cartel wants to kind of like mix it all up, confuse it all up, and censor and defraud the public and censor the solutions that could free humanity from the petrochemical pharmaceutical intoxication. And
so what is your message out there to everyone who says, well, why don't you just concentrate on love? Why are you bringing up these messages? Because I know that, just like you just said, we're actually defending against the people that are attacking us from bringing out the 528 Love Revolution. They take our radio station down. They've tried to counterfeit the products that have 528 in them. They've destroyed your family. It's like, how do you just say, hey, everything is peaceful and loving, when in reality, it's like, it's time to wake people up.
Well, first of all, you know, again, for people who know me, they know me. And again, this is it's a sad situation that I currently experience, because I'm a Christian Jew. I'm a Messianic Jew. And those are rare to begin with. But again, I see the hypocrisy in both the religions of Judaism and Christianity. And it's apparent in all of the isms, you know, whether you're dealing with communism or capitalism or Judaism, or being a Buddhist, Buddhism. You see hypocrisy, and it's a sad and sick reality. But the answer is really just completely obvious. I mean, Jesus whipped through righteous indignation. He was so furious about the people that were committing usury. That is, the bankers in front of the temple gates were enslaving borrowers, charging them percentage interest on their loans. And Jesus knew that that was enslaving, particularly when you realize it's the antithesis of putting faith in God. You put faith in God, you can produce miracles. You can take a loaf of bread and feed 5,000. Now, I personally, because I understand the technology by which miracles occur, because, for example, the information in the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, you demystify how miracles are made to happen. You understand technologyism, and that is the magnificent revelation that the Creator has blessed us with, is to now advance solutions for the planet. You know, again, the concept of the universal solution, universal solvent, is water. And you begin to study water, and you realize all the energy of the universe comes out of the hydrogen electron coming from water. And so even the sunshine, sun is a 98% hydrogen, 2% helium, which is double hydrogen. So it's all coming from water. And that's just like what the Bible talks about. But this concept that to advance what we do, to do what we do in the world, which deals with the dark side as well as the solutions and the light side of love, you think of the saying, you can't have complete enlightenment unless you come to terms with the depths of the darkness.
That's right. Guys, if I could, I would just like to say, you know, another example of this kind of control by their sponsorships, I'll bring up George Norrie for a moment. Here's a guy who's had great people like Dr. Betty Martini on his show, so he knows the dangers of aspartame. Yet the other night I hear him doing an infomercial for 5-Hour Energy that has aspartame in it. And I'm wondering, why would you do that? And see, now, he's a guy who's been hired by Coast to Coast, whoever owns it, Premier Network, to do a job. And these guys, while they claim they're out for the truth, I mean, they're really not. They're out to keep their jobs and fill their pockets. And I got to say, you know, you two do the best research of anybody I've ever been associated with. I like to call you guys the dream weaver, because you guys catch these people who are dreaming and think that, you know, these figures are doing the right thing, and you like catch it and you disciple it and you put it out there. And I just want to thank you both for the excellent research that you do put into all this. And I mean, I can't dispute none of this. I mean, the video, it says it speaks for itself. You know, I've had people argue with me about Alex Jones, and I'm not here to argue about it. I just tell it like I see it. And what I see is I see a deceptive little man, a deceptive little, you know, play both sides and working an agenda. And that's how I see him. Now, Jesse Ventura, you definitely have brought up some legitimate questions there, and I would definitely love to ask him these questions and find out where he stands on this. But this just goes to show to people that, you know, don't take a book by its cover. You got to do a little research. You got to look into this stuff. Just because Alex Jones says something doesn't make it so. Just because Michael Vera says something doesn't make it so. You need to look into this stuff. And I mean, David Icke, I've never trusted that guy from the start. People have always emailing me saying, "Oh, you got to get David Icke on, David Icke on." It's like, okay, but he's putting on a message there that reptilians are to blame. There's nothing you can do about it. Just sit back and take the ride on the alligator's back. And I, you know, I need proof. I need to see evidence of this. And I think, you know, here's a guy that's been making $2 million a year off this reptilian stuff, but he doesn't have one stitch of proof except for a YouTube video that somebody could have tampered with. So, you know, it is what it is. And I guess bottom line, I want to thank you both for the excellent work you do, and I'm very, very honored to be associated with the both of you.
Well, we love you too, Michael.
Yes, thank you. The feeling is mutual. You're really awesome. You're one of the only people, there's very few people out there in the truth movement that are legitimate radio hosts, and you are one of the few, and we are so blessed to have found you in this vast universe of total fraud and deception. So thank God for you.
Well, yeah, and I mean, and you both, I mean, who would put themselves out there like that to, you know, and be deceptive? I mean, you guys put the truth out there, and you take a lot of heat for it, too, because sometimes, you know, you crash down on people's heroes, like Alex Jones, and there's some people out there that are just hard-headed, and they don't care what their hero's done, they still love them, and they're going to overlook the obvious, and, you know, so I appreciate what you guys both do.
We appreciate you as well. And hey, anybody listening out there, you heard about OxySilver. If you're interested in actually getting OxySilver, there is 100% money back guarantee on it. It is the most awesome product. You would take it with prayer. When you're not feeling well, you would take 3 capsules of it 3 times a day with prayer. And you can get that actually by partnering with us at healthyworldaffiliates.com/4948. That's healthyworldaffiliates.com/4948. You will be supporting this network, Late Night in the Midlands, as well as us in our efforts in the world. And we really appreciate all of your support. And you'll also be helping yourselves stay healthy throughout the season. And when anybody coughs on you, you're not going to have to worry about it, because I know that there's a lot of live virus.
Okay.
Injected, because now I'm not feeling well. Take the OxySilver, and believe me, it works. And there's no need to take those really disgusting
antibiotics.
I can't even say it. It's just like antibiotics.
Anti-life. Yes, it's all. What we have to do is think about everything is falling apart in paradigms. You know, the antibiotic. That's antibiology instead of probiotics. Dealing with how the Creator works positively to keep everything in balance and energetically. That's what Fred Bell was really all about. That's what Fred taught me personally, to respect the hydrogen and the electrons and the source of power of the universe. Well, we've now advanced to the point where over the years we've discovered how the Creator literally works miracles by that technology of free energy. And so the solutions that shall set us free entirely, civilization completely, is in this understanding. And I think that this is the most important subject. There's no other more important subject than looking at how, number one, God creates us constantly through this type of energy technology. Number two is, how can we use it to solve the problems and put those corrupt officials and the economists, particularly the Bilderberger Group, out of business? Largely by exposing them, because as you expose them with what they're doing that is criminal, then suddenly now it's like shedding a light on a bunch of cockroaches and you see them away. You know, it's this metaphor. What we have is termed the torchbearers for the truth, is we have this power. It's like the metaphor of walking into a pitch black room full of evil with a little candle, and you see the darkness flee. But you can't do the opposite. You can't take a lot of darkness even into a room and have
anything happen. So that's the difference. And even though we're a minority, this is a very small network. We're like David and Goliath against the global beast. No hope for them. They're on the losing side, and it's stupid. And beyond stupid, it's actually insane. It's psychopathological to be destroying the environment and civilization for greedy profiteering and maintaining it through arrogance and legislative manipulations. We, the people, can make a difference. The technologies to free us from this slavery are available. The information is available. We would simply do our best to turn off television, turn off Turner, turn off Murdoch, turn on the L&M network, you know, turn off Alex Jones and Genesis, turn on this network, and likewise find others who share this capacity, this Holy Spirit-filled power. It's very, very important for this time in history.
Yes, it is, and I think that the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, is one of the great books now of our time. I think that if you haven't actually been able to get a hold of it, you can at healthyworldstore.com. And that's also one of our sponsors. And all of our sponsors, by the way, are not Big Pharma. They're all.
And thank you so much, folks, for helping us also. When you purchase through healthyworldstore.com, what happens is that you're actually funding this free information. You know, you're keeping our ministry and our broadcasting operating, and that is why it is that we can continue to work independently of the globalists and the media manipulations that they have conducted. Essentially, here's 528. It's the sound of frequency of love, and we're blessing humanity and blessed to share it with you. That's a 528 tuning fork you're listening to, and it helps to reduce the anxiety. Thanks for joining us. I'm Harwood.
And I'm Sherry Kane, and thank you, Michael Barr, for joining us on this very amazing, informative program. Until
thank
tomorrow.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.